Freaky husbands.
Two-timing wives.
Bad boyfriends.
And even worse girlfriends.
They thought they could get away with it.
But now,
they're about to get busted.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And I would describe a relationship kind of like a bowl of fruit salad.
What? Random.
You know, like when you first get your fruit salad, it looks so good.
Oh, yeah.
And you're eating up all the ripe, juicy fruits,
yeah.
The grapes, the strawberries, the watermelons.
Banana.
So delicious. You're like, oh, I'm so lucky I got this fruit salad.
Yeah.
I haven't had one in a while. It sounds great.
But after a while, you look down into the bowl.
Uh-oh.
And all that's left are the sad, mushy fruits. The dry oranges, and the overripe honeydew melons.
Always the melons.
Oh, yeah.
Melons like, always sitting down in there. They're just filler. We all know it.
Yeah. Like a weird shade of green now.
Yeah, every bite is just more bitter than anything else.
Yeah, it sucks.
That's when you start looking at the other fruit salads. And you're like, oh, that one looks a little fresher.
Uh-oh.
That one's got bigger berries.
This is a very long analogy.
Soon, those are some ripe melons.
Yeah, you're dipping your fork into somebody else's fruit bowl.
Oh,
and if that happens to you, you can expose your dirty fruit salad on this segment called Busted.
Okay.
Where we help our listeners call out their lying, cheating scumbag exes.
Yeah. Because you're nothing but peach. That's right.
That's right.
Yeah,
why is there eggplant in this?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Never mind.
No, not good. But we have a few listeners who've already called in with their own personal caught cheating stories. Let's go to the phones. Hello, who's this?
It's Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
the pain.
So there was a point in time where we had the worst yard in the neighborhood.
Okay.
Oh.
We live in a homeowners association, and I would be so upset with my husband because the grass would go unmaintained, my flower bed had weeds, and then suddenly out the blue, my husband just took an interest to our yard.
Okay.
So, happy wife, right?
Yeah, that's great.
Good. Okay. Sounds good.
What's the problem then?
I'm not complaining, you know. Mm-hmm. And one day I decide to go out back. It's a hot summer day. And, you know, I come outside with my little sweet tea and my lemons. And I'm thinking that I'm doing something nice.
Mm-hmm.
I catch my ex-husband draws down to his ankles.
What?
With my neighbor.
What?
Oh, just out in the open?
In my shed.
In your shed?
Oh, in the shed.
Oh.
So he wasn't sharpening the hedge clippers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks like the lawnmower wasn't the only new tool that he picked up.
Oh. Ow.
That's disappointing.
Yeah.
Oh, man, what a hoe.
Yeah.
I liked it. Yes. That was good. Yeah. I hope you appreciated that, Rebecca.
And so now what? Your yard's back to being ugly again?
Yeah. Needless to say, any good landscaping companies out there, please give me your information.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to our next caller, Nick. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
I suspected it for a few weeks.
Yeah.
She'd been distant, so I decided to follow her.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
You're never going to find anything good.
Yeah, kind of a big mistake, I guess, in hindsight. But it was her lunch hour, so I followed her, and she pulled off at a strip mall off of the highway. And she got into the parking lot, and she honked twice.
Oh, there's a signal even.
Oh,
oh, Morse code.
Wow.
Right. I was like, well, maybe she's a drug dealer or something.
Yeah.
You're hoping. That
would have been better.
He's actually happy.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a hookup.
What happened?
But the back door of her minivan opened.
Oh, she's in a minivan?
Oh, no.
Yeah. This is the best part. The sign spinner dressed as a giant cell phone climbed in.
Shut your mouth.
For real?
And, well, that cell phone was set to vibrate.
Oh my God.
I mean, he had moves, though.
So, yeah.
Right? I mean, yeah.
Stop in the corner, working it.
I think what's embarrassing is, like, I had seen his sign spinning, and I thought it was a pretty good deal. I almost...
He almost hooked you. All
right. I think we have time for one more. Let's go to...
You guys are great today.
Iris. Iris, tell us how you busted your significant other.
If you can believe this, I caught my ex cheating because of Pokemon Go.
What?
Huh.
Thank
okay.
you, Pikachu. What
I
are
mean,
we doing here?
Yeah.
No, not with Pikachu. So, like, he was really into it when it first came out. But then for even like a couple of years after that, he'd be like leaving the house, going on hunts, and he'd be like, oh, no, no, babe, there's a rare Pokemon. I have to go catch it. Like,
Yeah. Okay. There's a gym right nearby.
There's a Charizard down the block. Yeah. I got to go.
Totally. And that's a legit excuse.
Right. No. And, you know, he doesn't work out that much. So, like, getting him walking, fine.
Whatever. I'd be like, please go.
All right.
But he would come home and he'd be like, man, Pokemon Go is eating all my data. And I was like, well, that's weird. I have other friends who play it. They don't have that complaint. So I went to show him in the settings on his phone. Like, you can see which app uses all your data.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't know about this. So, like, I opened up the settings on his phone, and I went to show him. And you know what? Pokemon Go was not the top data user.
Oh, weird. What was it?
It was an app called Uber Horny.
What?
What's
that?
Is that real?
Yeah, no, it shows you where all the horny young are in your area.
Oh, my God.
That's awful. I'm downloading it right now.
Yeah, so what was it called? Uber Horny?
Uber Eats a completely
You're just waving your phone over people that you want to be on the app.
You know, if you're single, that's fine. Go out, use this app. But that was the end of our relationship.
Yeah.
What? Dude, Lyft needs to open this and have it called Lay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, text in to 78592 if you have a crazy story about how you caught your significant other being unfaithful, and maybe you can participate in our next edition of Busted. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.